Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
On Cape Cod, that sound from a 262-foot-tall wind turbine in Falmouth is dividing the community, as the town seems poised to become the first in the country to tear down its municipally owned wind turbines. Falmouth Town Meeting votes next week whether to remove the turbines, a pair of them, only 3 years after the first went up.
Not a day goes by that I don't wake up trying to decide how I'm going to fight the turbines that particular day.
That is Falmouth resident Neil Anderson, whose house sits a quarter mile down a small hill from where the turbines spin at the Falmouth Sewage Treatment Plant. The trees on his property are littered with signs calling for the turbines to be shut down. We met Anderson at his house with his neighbor, John Ford. Both say they've suffered financially and physically because of the turbines. First, Neil Anderson.
Headaches, loss of balance, heart palpitations, shortness of breath, memory loss, unable to focus, unable to concentrate.
When the turbines are operating, it's sheer hell for me. I don't sleep like I used to sleep. I'll wake up at night and my chest is pounding and I'm breathing heavily.
Their complaints match others in communities with turbines, such as Fairhaven, Kingston, and Scituate. While many scientists say there needs to be more research, most current research says wind turbines cannot cause the health problems Anderson and Ford say they experience. A few studies do suggest that noise from wind turbines can disturb sleep, which in turn can cause health problems. Other research suggests the effects are psychological, stress caused by annoyance from constantly hearing the rhythmic sound of the spinning blades. To hear for ourselves, we stood under three different turbines. First, in the town of Hull, an older and smaller turbine where the wind was whipping the day we were there. Then to Scituate, the newest of the turbines we visited. And then in Falmouth, under the tower called Wind One. This was obviously not a scientific test, as the turbines are different models and the wind conditions varied from spot to spot. But even to the untrained ear, that noise, which sounded like a shovel scraping pavement to us, was loud enough at one nearby house to cause the town to shut down the turbines at night, because the noise was, in fact, above state limits. Should the town go further and remove the towers, and what went wrong in Falmouth, is the subject of heated debate. The turbines are larger than originally planned, but Falmouth Energy Committee Chair and turbine supporter Megan Amsler insists that after 9 years of study, the turbines were sited correctly, and she calls possibly taking them down a rash decision.
It's going to have a very detrimental impact on the wind industry. It's going to set a horrible precedent, you know, for a very small group of people that are complaining about this.
Amsler contends the complaints are coming from less than two dozen households near the turbines, a number the town health department, which tracks complaints, couldn't verify.
It's a vocal minority of people. There are a lot of people who don't want to get out and speak out against this because they're friends and neighbors of these people, or they don't know what to believe.
And she says the three-year-long fight has gotten vicious.
I know that the selectmen have been harassed. I myself have been harassed.
It was fracturing the community. We were pitting neighbor against neighbor, and we need to put this behind us to move forward.
The chairman of Falmouth Selectmen, Kevin Murphy, agrees the turbines should be taken down, which is why he and other board members agreed unanimously to put the question before town meeting next week. He says if the turbines stay, Falmouth won't be able to do any other clean energy projects because this one has been so divisive.
If we don't learn from this, and other communities in this state don't learn from this, that you can't put these size turbines within half a mile or a mile of neighbors, well, shame on all of us.
State officials, with their goal of expanding wind energy in Massachusetts, are watching all of this closely, but have been careful not to step into the Falmouth fray. Alicia Barton heads the quasi-public agency, the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center. Barton wouldn't say whether there were mistakes made in Falmouth, but she does say there are some lessons.
We do know that the more upfront planning, the more community involvement, and the more analysis that's done up front of potential impacts like noise, we do think that that will be likely to lead to more successful projects.
Alicia Barton would not comment on whether the Clean Energy Center will help pay to remove the turbines as requested by the town, a project that could cost Falmouth up to $15 million. The center's board is expected to discuss that request at its meeting today. Falmouth turbine neighbors Neil Anderson and John Ford say the final decision on the two towers cannot come soon enough.
Do you think about moving?
Every day. If I had the choice tomorrow, I would move away and just hopefully never hear the word turbine again in my life.
Mr. Ford, have you tried to sell your house?
No, I haven't. I don't want to move. I don't want to move. I like where I am. I think the turbine should have to move.
State and town officials are watching closely, as if the Falmouth turbines do come down, it could set a precedent for other communities where residents have also complained, like Fairhaven, Kingston, and Scituate. WBUR's Kathleen McNerney produced this story. I'm Bob Oakes.